Rishon, then there's a locha to bring a Pesach Sheni betuma. There's no such thing to bring two karbonas betuma. Even though the Pesach Rishon wrote Kliyosor was tuma, was tumei, and they brought the carbon betuma. So what? But the few people that had tuma zav on them that couldn't do the Pesach Rishon, they're pushed off now the Pesach Sheni and they bring a Pesach Sheni. That's the halacha. It's Pesach Sheni only when the first carbon Pesach was brought for Tyra, or even if it was brought for tuma. Itma, what about Hoyu Shlishton Zovim? One third of Klai Yisrael had Tumah Zav on them. O Shlishton Torim, one third of Klai Yisrael was Tor by Pesach Rishon, by Erev Pesach, Yudal Benisim. One third Tumah Zav, one third Tor, O Shlishton Tmei Mason. And one third of Klai Yisrael had Tumah Mason on them. What's the locha? What do you do now? Can you do a Pesach Rishon or not? Omer Rav Mani Bar Patish. Oison Tmei Mason. These Miutim, this one third of Tmei Mason, Eina Oisim Leyesor Rishon. They can't do Pesach Rishon, the Aspashid, because it's not called Roy Tziva Tumayim. It's the people that are Zav are out of the category here. We don't put them in the count. Because they're not Roy for Korban Pesach at all. So how many have left? You have one third that are Tumayim. So it's one third that are Tumayim, there's Zich only a minority, they can't do Pesach Rishon. V'loy Hasheni, they can't do Pesach Sheni either. Why not? Berishon Layavdi, Hegdilu Zav and Alaterim. In the Gaeta Pesach Rishon, Lamaisa, they're only a minority. Since 50% of Yidden are not Tamei Mason. Two-thirds of Yidden are not Tamei Mason. So you're clearing about how many people are Tamei Mason, only one-third. So they're only called a minority. Therefore, Pesach Rishon cannot be brought for Tumah. Mela, Yegdilu Zov in our Torim, Loyavdi Betumah. The Heavenly Tamei Mason Yutim. The Tumah Zav cannot bring a carbon with that Tamei. Therefore, they're not on the count of Tamei Mason. So how, what is the count of Tamei Mason? Only one third, it's only a miyut. O miyut alayavdi berishon. And a miyut, a minority, can never bring Pesach Rishon. What about the Sheni? When it comes now Pesach Sheni, and now you have the one third that was Zovim Ator, and you have the one third that was Tamei Mason Ator. So you have two thirds of Klai Yisrael Tor ready to bring a Pesach Sheni. Could they bring a Pesach Sheni or not? Zok the name, layavdi. Why? Nitzra for Zovin and Tumei Mason. Now when you want to do Tumei or Pesach Sheni, you have two thirds of Klai Yisrael. You have the thirds of it Zovin and thirds of Tumei Mason. Layavdi Rishon, that neither of them made a Pesach Rishon, have a Leruba. Now you have Reid Klai Yisrael that wants to bring a Pesach Sheni. And that's the klal, Leruba Lematzla Pesach Sheni. That's the klal. Pesach Sheni is only a locha. When Reid Klai Yisrael brought Pesach Rishon, so the niyat, the minority, could be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But if you have a majority to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni, there's no such halacha. When you come to do Pesach Sheni, if now you have a majority, now you have two-thirds of Klai Yisrael, they can't be pushed off to Pesach Sheni.
Taf Teyam Beis, the Mishnah. Ha Pesach Shenizrak Domoy. A carbon Pesach, that after the Koyin made the Zrikas Adam, he already made the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam, the Yachakach after that, Noidashu Tomei. After that, we found out that the blood of the animal, or else the Bosar, became Tomei. In other words, what's Tomei before you made the carbon Pesach? Is Alocha Tismaratza. Now that it was ready done, you made the Zrika, the carbon is kosher. Even though you're not allowed to eat the meat now, because the meat is tamei, and you're only one person, it's only a yochid, still we say the korban is mekubal, it's a good korban. Because at the time when you made the shechita and the zrika, you did not know about it. At that time you thought the korban was tohor, so therefore you're yoytze. Rashi says, a pesach nizrak domoy, ha pesach oy hadam, either the meat itself was tamei, or else the dam was tamei. It's a titzmeratze, upotam e pesach sheni, you don't have to bring another korban a pesach sheni. Even though right now you're not allowed to eat the meat tonight because the meat is tamei, still we say the Shas the Koyin made the Zriki, did not know about it, so but the ever the carbon is good. What about Nitma Haguf? What about if we find out now that the Bailam, the owner, was tamei, his body was tamei? Then the locher is Einat Tzitz Meratza. The Tzitz does not help. That's that the Koyin Godel has his bag of the Tzitz, even though that's such a Koyach. That even though sometimes you do Averis Betumah, it's Merutza, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekabel, the Avodah, but with the owner, the Baal himself is Tameh, it doesn't help you. Rashi says, Nitmu Be'olov, Tumas Haguf Be'meis. Let's say the Baal touched the mace on before Pesach, and he forgot about it. and they brought the Korban Pesach, now they thought he was Torah, still the din is Eina Tzitz Meratzah. So Rashi, V'chayiv Lasas Pesach Sheni. He has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Who? The Rachmona Dachi. The Torah says he's Dachi. Since he had a Tumat Aguf on him, it's no good. Mifnei Shomru, because it was said like this, Hanozir. When you have a Nozir also has to bring certain Kabonis when he becomes Tomei. A Nozir, if he's Torah for 30 days, then he becomes Oisnes, he's no more Nozir. But if he becomes Tomei in between, he has to start counting over again the 30 days. Who adin v'yaseh Pesach? If somebody's bringing a Korban Pesach, the klal is like this. Hatzitz meratza tumis hadam. If the dam, the blood of the Korban was Tomei, and you made the Zrika, the tzitz says it's okay. Even though maybe you shouldn't have done it if you would have known about it. But since you did not know about it, the tzitz helps. That is such a beggar the Kohen Gadol has, his tzitz, it makes it that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekabel. Meratza means he accepts it. It's called acceptable, this Korban. But if the Nozir himself was Tomei, or if the person that's bringing the Korban Pesach, he himself has Tumas Aguf on, he has Tumas Ames on him, the Loch is now his Korban is not acceptable, and it's like he didn't bring a Korban today. Therefore comes Pesach Sheni, he has to bring another Korban. What about Nitma Tumas Atoim? Let's say a new type of a Tumah. The person himself has a Tumas on him, Tumas Atoim. Toim usually means from underneath, under the ground, which the Gemara is going to explain. This is a new halach l'moshe m'sinai, a suffic tumah. That nobody in the world knew that there was a mace underneath this ground, where you walked over. And you walked over it, you did not know you were tumah. And then you went ahead and brought a Korban Pesach. There's a chiddush, that since Peshash you brought the Korban, you did not know you were tumah. And nobody knew that you were tumah either. There's such a gzeras hakosav here, that even though later you find out that there was a mace in that street, and you walked over him, so now it comes out, you were Tomei B'Shash, you brought your Korban Pesach, still had Tzitz Meratza. Still the Tzitz makes it that your Korban is acceptable. We'll see in the Gemara why. But that's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, such as a Tumah called Tumah Satahim. Means nobody knew about it that you were Tomei. Nobody knew there was a mace there. And it was first found out after you brought the Korban. So at the time when you're bringing your Korban, even though really you're Tomei mace, you walked over the mace, but since it's called a Suffolk, nobody knew about it at the time, it's mekubal. It's acceptable. Your Korban you brought at that time, since you did not know about it at that time, the tzitz could help for that. So the Gemara. Taima, what does the Reisha say? The Reisha says that if the blood or the meat of the Korban is tamei, and you did not know about it at the time it was brought, then later the Korban is acceptable. Taima the Nizrak. Why is it good? Because you made this Rika first, and at that time you thought everything was kosher, everything was Torah. The Yachakach Noida. Then later we first found out that no, the blood was tamei, or the meat, the sheretz touched the meat. Avo, but it's a diyuk, but noida, let's say first we found out that a sheretz touched the blood, or a sheretz touched the meat of this Korban Pesach. The yachakach nizrak, and then the Kohen still went ahead, and made his rikas adam, still brought this Korban, loy meratza. Then it's mashal for now mishnah, the Korban is not acceptable. The tzitz only helps if we did not know it was tamei when it was brought. But mashmi, if we did know, it's not acceptable. A reminu avakash on you. The same abraisa, alma hatzitz meratza. On which cases does it sit, this beggar of the Korban, the Kohen Gadol, that it wears on his forehead? When does this beggar, this tzitz, make the korbanos acceptable? Al hadam v'al habosar, v'al hachelev. Whether it happens to the blood of the animal, or else the meat of the animal, or the chelev, the fats of the animal that should have been burnt on the mizbeach. Shenitmo, that one of these three things became tummy. Bein b'shogi, whether it came tummy by accident, you didn't know about it. Bein b'mezid, whether we knew about it. Bein b'yonis, you were forced upon it. Bein b'rotz, and happened willingly. Bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur, whether a korban yochid, whether a korban tzibur, all these cases, if you made the zrikas adam, the Kohen brought the korban is acceptable. So chur tzmashmi, even b'mezid, even if we knew that it was tummy, and still the Kohen went and made the zrikas adam, still the korban is acceptable. And now Mishnah is mashma not like that. It's only acceptable because we did not know it was tamei b'shati made the zrikam. Mashma, if he would have known it was tamei, then it would not be good. So Murray answers Amar Ravina. Tumos, I know, it's not pshat, it's less braisa. This braisa is talking about how the blood, or how the korb, the buster, or the chelev, became tamei. Amar Ravina, tumos, how did they become tamei? That's true. Bein b'shoga ben amazed. Whether it happened willingly that somebody took a sheretz and made it touch the blood, or it happened unwillingly, b'shegi. Hurtza, we still say, Hurtza's rikosai. It's acceptable. If the Kohen now made a Zerika with this dam, even though at the time it became Tomei, it was done willingly, but since later B'shas the Zerika, the Kohen did not know about it, is B'shoigig Hurtza. And Echnami, B'shas the Kohen makes the Zerika with his blood, I'll tell you, it's only acceptable if it was B'shoigig. He did not realize at that time it was still Tomei. But Mezid Le Hurtza, and Echnami, like Dik Fana Mishnah. But let's say the Kohen knew about it. B'shas, he was making a Zerika for dam. He knew that this dam was Tomei. He's not supposed to make the Zerika. Then even if he does it, it's not acceptable. So Rabbi answers, there's no steer from this Brisa for our Mishnah. That the Brisa says, even B'mezid, that it helps, it only helps when it first receives its Tumah. B'mezid means one person took a sheriff and touched the blood. But now later, when the Kohen makes the Zerika, the Kohen does not know about it. So when the Kohen is called the Shaygi, that's why it's good. Rabbi Shaila Rama, no. Rabbi Shaila wants to say not like that. Zerika, say, I'll tell you no. Even B'shas the Kohen is taking this Tomedika blood and making a Zerika with it. Bein B'shaygi, bein B'mezid. Whether he didn't know about it, he unwillingly, or B'mezid, he knew about it. Still Hurtza, like the Brisa says. Now that the Kohen did the Aver, and made the Zerika, even though it's Tomei, still it's acceptable. Hurtza, Tumasai B'shaygi Hurtza, B'mezid Le Hurtza. I tell you, how did it become Tomei? If it first became Tomei, B'mezid, then it doesn't help. If somebody went willingly and was metama the dam or metama the buster, true, then it doesn't help the tits. But anytime this Brisa says, once the Tumah first came about b'shoigi, not willingly, even though later b'shas the Kohen is making the Zerika, taking the blood and sprinkling on the mizbeach, he knows that it's Tomei, still it's merutza, still it's mekabel, it's acceptable. Obzayis ha-shved ha-diyik from our Mishnah, Eloho diktoni, that's what our Mishnah says, bein b'shoigi, bein b'mezid. That's what the Brisa says. Bein b'shoigi, bein b'mezid. That the tits helps. Hochi koma. Nitma b'shoigi. If the tumah, the blood, first became tumah b'shoigi, not willingly, you didn't know about it. Vizorku, and the kohen then took this blood and made his zerika sadam with it. Bein b'shoigi, bein b'mezid hurtza. Even if the kohen knew at the time he's making the zerika, he knew that the blood was tumah. Still, it's acceptable. The tits helps for that. Vodik Tony, that's what we learned. Dam Shenizra. Then, obviously, now the Kashrut for now Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Dam Shenizra. If first the Kohen took the blood of the Korban Pesach and made the Zerika. V'yachar kach noida. Our Mishnah says, and then later, the Kohen first found out that that blood was Tomei. Then the Mishnah says that it's Torah, the Korban is acceptable. So we have a Diyak, Taima, why is it good? The Nizra. Only because first B'shas the Kohen was doing the Zerika, he did not know it was Tomei. V'yachar kach noida, first lady found out that the dam was Tomei. Avu noida, but mashma from our Mishnah, if the Kohen knew at the time when he's doing the Zerika that the blood is Tomei, v'yachar kach nizrik, and still he went ahead to make the Zerika, loy. That was the deek from our Mishnah, that the tzitz does not help. And we're saying now, according to Rav Shaila, the Brisa says not like that. The Brisa says, even though the Kohen knows what he's doing, he knows he's taking blood that's Tomei, still the tzitz helps. And the Gemara note, there's no deek in our Mishnah. Really, the Mishnah means to say, who I did not tell you, the afilu noida. Even if the Kohen knows what he's doing, B'shas is doing the Zerika, he knows his blood is Tomei. V'yachar kach nizrik, and after that, he still goes and makes the Zerika as a dam. Still, the korban is acceptable. Or b'zoi, v'haidik toni, why does it say in our Mishnah, nizrak v'yachar kach noida? Why does the Mishnah only say that mashma first he did the Zerika, and first later we found out that it was Tomei? Why does it say that? Mishum deboy the Mishnah Seifer, because the Mishnah wants to say this case for a Chiddush in the Seifer, in the end part of the Mishnah. What does the end of the Mishnah say? Nit mahaguf, let's say the person himself was Tomei, not the animal, but the owner that's bringing the Korban Pesach, he himself was Tomei. Then the Mishnah says, Eina tits maratza, you should know the tits does not help, the Korban is not acceptable. When the owner touched the mace that day, and he has Tumas mace, since he's only a yochid, he has no right to bring the korban Pesach, and if he brings it, the korban is not acceptable. He has to bring another one, Pesach Sheni. So here's the Chiddush. The Afilo Nizrak. Even at the time when the Kohen made his Rika Saddam, he forgot. The Bailam did not know he was Tomei. The Yachar Kach Noida. And he first realized it later, after they brought the korban. He first realized it later. Somebody told him, what did you bring the korban for today? In the morning or yesterday, you touched a mace. Still like, still the Mishnah wants to tell a Chiddush that the Sefer doesn't help. This is a tremendous Chiddush. Even though at the time the owner brought the korban, he didn't know, he forgot that he was Tomei, still it's no good, it's not acceptable. Since Lamais, at the time the korban was brought, he was Tomei Meis. Therefore, Ketani Reisha, therefore the Mishnah says the same type of a case at the first part of the Mishnah. Nami, Nizrak, in a case where the blood was Tami, it says the same case, that first the Kohen made the sprinkling, he put the dam on the Mizbeach, then he realized that the blood was Tamei. The Mishnah says, Hurtza, the blood, the carbon is acceptable. But Enachnami, who adin, if the Kohen would have realized it, Bishashi doing this Riko, it would also be acceptable. The only reason why Mishnah says it this way, for the case of the Seifa, to say, with the person is Tamei, even if he did not know about it, Bishashi Riko, still it's no good. Mashenka, in the end of the Mishnah says, the Chiddush, Nitmu Tumasatoin, this is the only case. If the person himself was Tamei, he touched the mace. But what type of a mace? Tumas Atahim. Tumas Atahim is Allah al-Mashi Misina, means he walked over a place that nobody in the world right now knows, realizes there's a mace underneath it. So right now, nobody knows that he's Tummy. Then he goes there and brings the Korban Pesach. And the next day, people go to that place and dig under and find the mace is there. Now's the first time people realize there's a mace there. And now, Luchur, we just said this person yesterday walked over the mace. He was Tummy yesterday, his Korban should not be good. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, no. If nobody knew that he was Tamei until after they brought the korban, the tzitz helps for that also. The korban is acceptable, and he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Maraboy Rami Bachomis. Rami Bachomis asked the question. Koyin ha-maratza b'korban ha-sayim. So far the Mishnah says about the owner of the korban, if he had this tumas ha-tayim, it's acceptable, the korban is good. What about if the koyin that was doing the avoyda, bringing the korban, doing this rika, he also, yesterday, went over a place, that 2 days from now we found out that there's a mace under there, and nobody knew about it beforehand. So this Kohen also, at the time he was bringing the Korban Pesach, had a Tumas HaTayim upon him. Now the Locher is, if a Kohen touches a mace, so the Kohen is supposed to do the Avoida. If the Kohen goes and brings your Korban Pesach for you, the Korban is no good. You have to bring another Korban Pesach Sheni. Only when Rov Tzibur is Tomei, then you can bring the Korban Betumah. But a normal case that most people are Torah, just your one Kohen is Tamei, if he brings the carbon for you, the carbon is Pasul. So now the question is, what about if the Kohen had a Tumas HaTayim on him? Has the Kohen went over a place that nobody in the world knew he was Tamei until now? What's the locha by the Kohen himself? Do we say, Muratim HaKohen is saying, Hutru Lai Tumas HaTayim, it's acceptable by him also, just like by the owner has this tumah. It's acceptable. Who are then by the Kohen? It's also acceptable. His korban. Oiloi, maybe no. Me, Amrina, do we say, Ki gemiri tumas atoyim, when do we have this chiddush? That if you only had such a tumah that nobody knew about in the world, and it's first known now, after the korban was brought, that the korban is acceptable, I'll tell you only bebailim. It was only said such a chiddush by the owner. If the owner was tumay, the Shasa Korban Pesach, you can't bring it normally, but here that nobody knew about it, the Korban is acceptable. The Koyin Legimiri. But if the Koyin had this tumor on him, maybe we didn't learn such a Kiddush that him it doesn't help. Since now we realize that at the time he brought the Korban he was Tomei, the Korban is possible. Oy Dilma, maybe no. The Zivcha Gemiri. This Kiddush, that Tumas Atahim, does not passel the Korban if you did not know about it, was said about the Zivcha, about the Korban. Anybody do anything done about the korban? Loishna b'koyin, there's no difference whether the koyin was the one that yesterday walked over a place, that there was a mace there and nobody in the world knew about it. That's called the tumas hatahim. And he brought the korban thinking that he's tor. And later we find out that he was tomei, still the korban is good. Well, loishna b'bailim, who are then the same Allah replied by the bailim. So that's Rami Baba Chomishayla. This chiddush that our Mishnah says, that when the owner has a tumas hatahim, this time it helps that the korban is brought, the korban is acceptable. What about if the kohen has such a tumah? Omar Rava, Rava says, Toshma, come and bring your raya. The Tani Rebbe Chiyah learns in a braisa. Loi omru tumas atoim. It was only said this chiddush of this new type of a tumas atoim. We'll see in the next Gemara clear, it will explain the case of tumas atoim. But it was only said such a din, elu lemeis bovad, only in the gate of tumas meis. Is the chura, meis lemutimai. You're telling me only by Tumas Meis he has this Chiddush, and not by other type of Tumas. What are the other cases you're telling me it doesn't apply to? Lav Lamute Tumas HaTayim the Sheretz. Chura comes to tell us that if somebody touched the Sheretz, that nobody in the world knew there was a Sheretz there. And you went over, you sat on this chair, and nobody in the world knew there was a Sheretz in this chair. And for 2 days from now, somebody opens up the chair and finds a Sheretz inside it. So in such a case, I would say that since nobody knew about the Tumah, the korban is also acceptable. For the Gemara of Amaya Skinin, what are you telling me? In which case you don't say this Chiddush of Tumas HaTayim? In other words, we're saying you don't say that Chiddush. Where's the case? In name of a Bible, if you want to say the owner of a man, what type of a korban, what type of a Bible are we talking about? even Nozer, if the person is a Nozer, that we said a Nozer, if he's Torah for 30 days, then he brings his korban. Luitzi becomes tummy in between. He's faced, he has to start counting over again. Now, Mimahani Day, Fred Gemara, if a Nozer touches a sheriff, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not the tumor that breaks a Nozer. The Pasuk says, Ki Yomus Meis Olav, Omer Rachmona. The Torah says that the Nozer has to be bleed Tohor. And if he touches, it becomes Tomei. He's Saiser, his first days are not included anymore. And he has to start counting over again. That's only if a Nozer touches a mace, a Tumas mace. But if a Nozer just touches a Sheretz, it means nothing. Tumas Sheretz doesn't share, doesn't break a Nozer. So you don't have to tell me a Chiddush that Tumas Tzayim doesn't apply by Sheretz. There's no Tumah at all negated to a Nozer for a Sheretz. Ella, you want to tell me, but Yaisa Pesach. Let's say a person, Ruvain, who wants to bring his carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. So let's say he touched the sheretz. He has tumah sheretz now. There would be an afkamina that really has tumah sheretz. He's not allowed to bring the korban. Let's say nobody knew he touched the sheretz. That's called tumah satoim. What's the halacha? That's what the Braisa says. His korban is still not acceptable. When did we say tumah satoim helps? Only by tumah meis. But with a tumah sheretz, it's still not acceptable. So Mora says, no. Honicha, this is only good. The man diyama ein shechtin bezerchin atumah sheretz. That if a person touched the sheretz on Erev Pesach, and he's Tomei Sheretz, true. This person is not allowed to bring Korban Pesach. Not only him, but he came to have a shliach, ain't shirchtim. Nobody could bring his Korban for him, bezorkim at Tomei Sheretz. Then it's good. So if a person touched the Sheretz, this Tumah stops the person from bringing the Korban Pesach. So then I would have thought, if it's a case of a Sheretz Tahim, that nobody knew he was Tomei, maybe his Korban is acceptable. Kamashkalom the Brice, no, it's still not acceptable. Ella, but, Laman the Yom, the one that says, Shoichtin v'zorchin atome sheretz. No. Even if a person touched the sheretz on Erev Pesach. So what? Tumah sheretz just means you tell me for that day. So you know what you gotta do? Go to the mikvah, and then when it comes to nighttime, you're Torah, you're allowed to eat the korban Pesach. So right now, this man, the Amoz, on Erev Pesach, even though you're tumah sheretz, you're allowed to make a shliach for you to bring your korban into the Beis HaMikdash, and let the kohen shechter to make the zrika for you, and somebody will take the meat home for you, and at night time when it comes to Erev Chavim, you automatically become Torah, you can eat the meat. So according to that man, the Yoma, what do you have to tell me? There's no Tumas HaTorim by Sheretz, Pshita. Even if there's no Tumas HaTorim, still you're allowed to bring your korban Pesach. So according to this man, the Yoma, what does the Braisa mean that Tumas HaTorim only applies to Tumas Meis and not to something else? What's this not to something else? El Alav, Luchur, the Braisa means to say like this. The coin. It means to say by coin. Ushma mino hutru le tumas atoim. It means to tell me even a coin also has this chiddush of tumas atoim. I mean, it's good. We're still saying it's coming to my sheretz. Because the first verse said only by tumas atoim that chiddush only applies to tumas meis. But it does not apply to tumas sheretz. Now the question was, what do I care about tumas sheretz? The owners are not bothered by tumas sheretz. It doesn't bother them. The Teretz says, we're talking about the Kohen. The Kohen is bringing the Korban. If the Kohen touches the Sheretz, and now he does the Avodah is puzzled. A Kohen Tomei calls him on his Tomei, if it didn't come nighttime yet, he's not allowed to bring the Korban. So that's enough, Yamina. That if a Kohen touches the Sheretz, even though nobody in the world knew he was Tomei, it's called the Tumas HaTohen, still, for Tumas Sheretz, it doesn't help you. The Korban is no good. But it's mashma, let's say the Kohen only touched the mace in this type of a case, that nobody in the world knew he touched the mace, that's called the Tumas HaTohim, mashma, then the korban is acceptable. So we see the chiddush of Tumas HaTohim even applies to a kohen. And the Braisa is saying the only time it doesn't apply is Tumas Sheretz by the kohen. But when the kohen touches the mace, it does apply to the kohen. So here it's a raya that this chiddush of Tumas HaTohim applies to a kohen. So Marian says no. There's a Shema Mino, Hutu la Tumas HaTohim. A kohen does have the heter of Tumas HaTohim, only by Tumas Sheretz not, but by Tumas mace yet. Yes, Rav Yosef, no. Rav Yosef, no, there's no raya. Li'oilam atayya babaylam. Atayya our, this Bryce is saying that Tumas HaTohim only applies to Meis and not to Sheretz. It's talking about the Bailam, the owner, he himself. Uva Pesach, it's talking about a Korban Pesach. Ula Mutay Tumas HaTohim. So the question is, you're telling me now when the owner himself, if he had a Tumas Meis, that's Hutra of Tohim. But that's another type of a Tumah. The question, what other type of a Tumah? If it's Sheretz, he could bring the carbon anyway. The Teretz says, Lamute Tumas HaTohim Deziva. If the owner became a Zov, and therefore, since he became a Zov, he's also not right to bring carbon Pesach. See, even though it was a case that nobody knew he was a Zovah, nobody knew about it, and in the case of Tumas HaTohim, still he can't bring his korban. That's the chiddush of his braisa. When a person was a zova, he had the zov come out of for 2 days, he can't bring korban pesach. For the Gemara, is this true? For tumas tohim de ziva, is this true? Lemeratza, that if a person had a tumah upon himself that nobody knew about it of zova, the korban is not acceptable. Let's see Rashi. L'yoylem zik Rashi b'baylem uveyoyse the pesach. A person Reuven wants to bring his korban pesach. Or the kashloch, he had a question. What other type of tumah are we talking about? Ika tumah ziva. There's the case of zov. She shivas yomim. If a person, a man, saw zovis for 2 days in a row, he's tummy for 7 days. These 7 days now, he cannot have a carbon brought for him. You can't bring a carbon pesach for him. The Yashminin Rabbi Chiya, he is teaching us this chiddush. The tumah satoim de ziva. You're going to have such a case that nobody knows that he has a tumah ziva on him right now. What's the case? Still, it's not acceptable. Now, what's the case that nobody knows about it? This is shver. A zovah means usually that the zav came out of his body. So he zicha knows about it. So what do you mean? What's the case that nobody knows about it? So Rashi kagoyin, zov b'shvi shaloi. On the seventh day, in other words, you saw zav for 2 days. Now you waited 7 days, you're clean. Nothing came out of you. On the seventh day, the suffix, who is the suffix now, shema yira hayoyim. Maybe you'll see today. And if you see Zovah's today on the seventh day, then all the 7 days you count is not called Zayinikim. Zayinikim means you are clean for 7 days, nothing comes out. If in the middle of the seventh day something comes out, that breaks those 7 days. Suffolk, Somela, on the seventh day itself, it's a Suffolk right now. Are you Tummy or not? Suffolk, Layira, then maybe you won't see. If you won't see your Torah right now. If you will see later on the day, your tummy right now. Nobody in the world knows of your tummy right now. As when a person was a zov for 2 days, now he waited 7 days, he's clean. On the seventh day, nobody knows if he's really torn now or not. If he doesn't see the rest of the day, he's torn right now. If he sees any time throughout the rest of the day, Mechuri becomes tummy l'mafreya, he's tummy the whole time. So that's called the tumas time. Nobody knows what his din is right now, is he tummy or not. And today's the day to bring Korban Pesach. What's the halacha? So I would have thought this is called the Tumas Satoim, that the Mishnah says, it's a Chiddush, that the Tzitz helps the Korban is acceptable. Kamasum Nevchiyah, no, that the Tumas Satoim only helps when it's a question of a Tumas Mates, but a question of a Tumas Ziva does not help. The Hevelet Tumas Satoim of Psulabe, that's the Chiddush. In such a case, he's possible. His Korban is not acceptable. For the Gemara, is this true? O Tumas Satoim de Zivu Leim Ratzim, for Atani Rabbi Yisi Yomer, Shemeris Yom Kenegad Yom. Shemeris Yom, this by an Isha, that usually the case is like this. For 7 days, when Easter, let's say the first time she sees, so she has tumas nidirana for 7 days. When after the 7 days, then there's 11 days period. The next 11 days are the days when she could become a zava. If she would see 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava then. Then she needs zayinikim to wait 7 days that she's pure. This is all midiraisa. But during those 11 days in between nidus, so the next cycle, like last 11 days, that's called the Shemeris Yom Kenegad Yom. Let's say she sees Dam 1 day. The Lacher is, that day she's Tomei, and she has to keep the whole next day clean. If she doesn't see anything the next day, then she's Torah. But the next day it's a Sofik. That's called Shemeris Yom. She has to watch the day, Kenegad Yom, Kenegad the 1 day she saw today. Now let's say such an Isha, Sheshachtu B'Zorku Leah. She also has the Chiyu to bring Korban Pesach. They brought it for her. Or else, B'Sheni Shalor, on the second day. Rashi B'Sheni Shalor means Adayin Sofaku.